counted faithful, rebuilding the wall and the gates of the city of God, a study of the book of Nehemiah by Russell M. Stendahl, editor of the Jubilee Bible, read to you by Alethea Stendahl.
Introduction. Nehemiah means the Lord comforts. We know that the Comforter is the Holy Spirit. In addition to being historically accurate, the book of Nehemiah is a prophetic parable, not only of what we call the end times, but also of the coming kingdom age of righteousness and justice. In this living parable, Nehemiah represents the earnest, or down payment, of the Holy Spirit that was poured out at Pentecost, and the transition into the fullness of the Spirit promised for the time of the end. Remember that the Holy Spirit operates in and through individuals like us. Nehemiah's father, Hakaliah, which means whom the Lord disturbs, was probably born during the Babylonian captivity. In the early 16th century, Martin Luther wrote his famous booklet, The Babylonian Captivity of the Church, in which he compared the plight of ancient Israel to the dark ages of religious Europe under idolatry and the Inquisition. In Luther's day, foundational truth of the gospel was restored, and the theme that the just shall live by faith resounded throughout Christendom as the house of the Lord, which is us, began to be cleaned up under the Reformation and subsequent revivals, even though religious Babylon, which means confusion, continues. Some revivals in church history, such as the Reformation and the Great Awakening, were somewhat similar to the events described in the book of Ezra and by the prophets Haggai and Zechariah. When a remnant left Babylon and returned to Jerusalem, bearing the vessels of the Lord, they restored the altar, laid the foundation, and rebuilt the house of the Lord. The book of Nehemiah, however, is in a different setting. Years have gone by, and things are no longer well in Jerusalem. The wall is broken down, and the gates are burned with fire. God's people are at the mercy of their enemies, and no one can tell who is in and who is out. Affliction, reproach, confusion, and disorder prevail. Does this sound familiar? Chapter 1. We must rebuild the wall and the gates. Nehemiah 1:1. The words of Nehemiah the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass, in the month Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Shushan means lilies, and is symbolic of the church and of the age of grace. It was the place where two realms merged, the Medes, meaning center of the earth, and the Persians, meaning the eternal realm. This is prophetic and symbolic of God's plan to join heaven and earth once again by the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. After the fall, unregenerate man was exiled from the presence of God. A veil between the holy place and the holy of holies in the temple demonstrated this. In the life of Christ, by the Spirit, we are granted access back into the heavenly throne room. Nehemiah, which means whom the Lord comforts, is symbolic of this. Hanani means gracious, and Judah means praise. These men came to give a report to Nehemiah concerning the state of the remnant at Jerusalem. Nehemiah 1 verse 3, And they said unto me, The remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. The remnant of God today is also in great affliction and reproach. The wall is broken down, and friend and foe, or the good and evil, are mixed together. The gates are burned with fire, and in many places where the name of the Lord is mentioned, virtually anything goes. Verse 4, And it came to pass when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of the heavens, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of the heavens, strong, great, and terrible, who keeps covenant and mercy for those that love thee and observe thy commandments.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?